The Red Sox squaring off with the Indians. A great pitching matchup, it appears. Carlos Carrasco against Chris Sale. But appearances can be deceiving. Let's go to the action. We pick it up in the second. 3-0 Cleveland. Brandon Guyer facing Chris Sale.
Now the 0-1. Guyer with a drive. Deep left field. Down the line it goes. It is gone. A fair ball. And a 5-0 Indians lead.
Pitch to Ramirez is swung on, and that's driven high and deep. Right center field, Jackson back, leaps at the bullpen wall, and he goes flipping over the wall. Did he catch the ball? Jackson gets up, and he has the baseball. Austin Jackson with the catch of the year.
7-6 Indians. Red Sox with the bases loaded, one out in the sixth. The pitch, swung on, blasted. Deep left field and off the top of the wall. Scoring are Vasquez and Betts. Here comes Young. Front of the plate, gets by Gomes to the backstop. Miller backs it up, throws to second on his way to third. In safely is Nunez. And the Red Sox take the lead for the first time tonight, 9-7. He fires. Fastball hit high, hit deep. Left center field, this ball, gone! We are tied at 9. Now the 0-1 pitch to Jackson. In the dirt, it got away and goes to the backstop. The Indians take the lead. Ramirez scores on the wild pitch. And it's 10-9 Indians. Check swing and a curve, it got away from Gomes. He went around, goes to the backstop. Gomes up with it. He has no play at first. Devers to second. Moreland strikes out and goes to first on the wild pitch. Swung on, hit high and deep to center. This ball is gone. One of those games where literally we have seen everything.
Without a doubt, the wildest game at Fenway this season as the Red Sox take it 12-10 on Christian Vasquez's first career walk-off homer. The Sox move back into first place in the AL East. The Indians lose a wild one at Fenway. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
Oh, boy. I mean, you talk about a roller coaster game. I mean, you know, when you jump out 5-0 on Sale, man, you know, that's doing something. Then they came, you know, storming back. And, you know, from there it was just back and forth to where, you know, Frankie hits that 0-2 pitch out. And it's like, well, my goodness. And then we get another one, and, you know, we just couldn't hold it. It's a tough one to lose. I think that's kind of stating the obvious.
Tough too. I mean, Allen gets the strikeout, but then that ball skips away. It seemed like that's the way the game was.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, the pitch that can get him is the one that can get away. You know, Moreland was swinging the bat so well tonight that he almost had to get a breaking ball out of the zone.
What do you think of, goes without saying, but Austin Jackson's catch?
That was one of the best catches I think I've ever seen. I mean, I've been in the game a long time. That's a hard wall out there, and a lot of guys run away from it. Austin went up and over. That was one of the, one of the most exciting plays I've seen in a long, long time.
Was it fun to hear the Fenway crowd give him a standing ovation?
Yeah, they're good baseball fans. I think they certainly want their team to win, but they appreciate good baseball, and that was about as good as it gets.
What was the problem Cookie had tonight?
Boy, I mean, the second inning, he just, you know, couldn't stop the bleeding. I mean, you know, you get the 3-run homer, and you're like, okay, let's start fresh, and we still got a lead. And then, you know, when you start getting up around 40 pitches, you start to worry. You know, it's just too much. He just couldn't stop the bleeding.
How tough is that? I mean, your bullpen was taxed last night, and then it leads to a sort of a chain reaction again.
Yeah, and you know that when you get there that early, if somebody has a hiccup or something, it's hard because, you know, Smitty came in, did a great job, gave us two. I was on the fence whether to go to Miller then or not. Just felt like the way the game was going, we needed to stop it now, and it didn't work.
Cody Allen can't hold the lead in the bottom of the ninth. He talked after the game.
It was an unbelievable ball game. We wish we'd thrown the ball a little bit better as a staff all around. You know, we pulled ahead, they'd come right back, pull ahead again, they'd come take the lead, and then our offense does an unreal job against one of the best in baseball to give us a lead there, and fortunately I wasn't able to hold it down.
So is it when you get the strikeout pitch and it gets away?
I mean, it was a weird inning. You know, the ball took a funny bounce. You know, the ball that Devers hit, you know, right off the plate, basically. You know, it's just, I mean, infield hit, wild pitch, home run, so.
What were you trying to do there with Vasquez?
I mean, I don't know, Vasquez is swinging the bat really well, but the guy on deck, you know, almost won the MVP last year, so I was going to try and throw my best fastball and, you know, hopefully get it out. You know, I mean, he pretty much threw it the middle of the way down, and he didn't miss it, so hit that ball a long way.
Did you have a good view of Jackson's catch?
No, we actually didn't get to see it. We're kind of blocked by that wall right there, but we saw it on the replay. It was probably the best catch any of us have ever seen.
You said it was a bad bounce on the strike three, but just emotionally, when you feel like you might have just ended the game and you didn't
pass, I mean, it's back. Something you deal with. Like, it's baseball. You just keep playing the game until the game's over. So, you know, I had an opportunity there to get the next guy out, and I didn't.
Carlos Carrasco lasted just 1 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs. He spoke after the game.
I think I lose my control. You know, throwing is right. I get behind the count. So when it's right to throw, it's right. You just get it those double and then hit. That's what happened.
How frustrating to see you guys get up 5 and you not be able to hold it. How difficult is it to watch the rest of this hand after that?
You know what, it was a little disappointing for myself, you know, just going and 1 inning and 2/3, just trying to say the bullpen right there. We used the bullpen yesterday and today too, so I'm all kind of a little bit disappointed the way that I pitched today. I just only went 1 inning, 2/3.
What you think?
But I think it's something that I can learn from today, just taking from the next start.
What do you think of the effort of the team to fight back?
You know what, it was? This was really great. To come back and make 5 more runs. That was unbelievable. Those guys, they always play hard from the first inning to the last inning, and that's, we got a certain result. You know, we got 10 runs. And you know what? I think those guys are, you know, play hard. So, you know, when you see just kind of that stuff right there, and we went 5-5, and then I hear we want, you know, stay up. Kind of Lindor, you know, stayed up, and now we're going to win this, and they went back to make 5 runs.
Were you able to catch Bob Jackson?
What'd you think of the Austin Jackson catch?
Yeah, there was a unbelievable catch. I think they saved that run right there, you know.
Francisco Lindor with a dramatic home run off Craig Kimbrell in the top of the 9th to tie the game.
Don't matter. I'm just trying to get on base, trying to make something happen. Let Guy hit us hard, and as well as Brantley, you know, do the job. I know I had Seamer after, it was going to be either Seamer or Guyer. And they've been swinging the bat well. I was just trying to get on base and get a good pitch to hit.
It's a tough loss. What does it say about you guys to get up on sale and then be able to come back after getting down?
I mean, it says a lot. It says that we can compete, and we can compete with anybody. He's probably one of the top 3 pitchers in the game right now, and scoring a couple of runs on him is huge. Hats off to him as well. You got to tip our hats to him, because we scored 5 on him quick, and he shut us down the rest of the game. You know, their bullpen did a great job, and it's just, you win some, you lose some, and stuff.
What do you think of Jackson's catch?
Unreal. I sprinted all the way to second. It was one, probably the best catch I've ever seen in my life, and seeing it in a big moment like that, it was even more special.
You guys, the bullpen has been so good and so consistent.
Mm-hmm.
On a night like tonight, is there anything you say to me that you think about, you know, because of how they struggled a little bit?
Don't worry about it. Just go come back and do your thing tomorrow. That's what good teams do. That's what good personnel do. They bounce back the right way. And I believe in my team. I believe in my pitching staff. And they're going to take us all the way.
Austin Jackson, one of the greatest catches you'll ever see in the majors, robbing Hanley Ramirez of a home run. He spoke about it after.
Really just want trying to get back to the wall and try to read it. And, you know, that particular one, you know, got back and tried to get to the fence first. And When I jumped and caught it, I realized I was about to take a tumble on the other side, and luckily I was able to grab the fence a little bit and flipped over. So.
Also, what'd you think of the Fenway crowd giving you a standing ovation?
That was awesome, but you know, I was just so pumped up. It's like I didn't even hear them. You know, I was just pumped up for us, and you know, glad that I was able to hold on to it. You know, especially going over like that, you know, I could easily drop it, but I was able to hold on to it and get that out.
Is that the hardest part of a play like that, holding on to the ball, or is it the collision itself with the ball?
Ooh, I think a little bit of all of it, you know, because, you know, once I caught it, the next thing I seen was me going straight to the dirt, you know, head first. So, like I said, luckily I was able to kind of grab the wall a little bit and kick my feet over. So.
Did you think about the Torrey Hunter play?
Yeah, it's crazy how much time you have to think about all that stuff, even when it's happening that fast. Yeah, I mean, as my feet are flipping over, I, for some reason I was thinking about that same play that I seen with Torrey. So it's pretty, it's crazy how fast that goes by, but how much time you have to think about stuff like that. So.
Were you looking for the bullpen cup?
No, I didn't. I didn't see anything, really. It happened so fast. So.
Did you get a chance? I mean, because obviously they reviewed it. Did you get a chance to watch it? Just what you think watching yourself, you know, making that play?
I don't know. I didn't know it was going to look like that. I thought it was going to look a little better, me flipping over. I thought I landed a little better than that, but nah, it was awesome to see. You know, like I said, when it's happening that fast, you don't get a chance to really take it in, but once I seen it, it's pretty cool.
Have you ever made a catch anywhere close to that crate?
Probably not, because I never really flipped over a wall before, but yeah, I mean, that's definitely up there. One of the top ones for me. So,
as an outfielder, that half wall, you know, what's the challenge of navigating that?
Make sure you grab it on the way down. But no, seriously, you know, just getting back to it is one thing, and you know, you definitely have the opportunity to jump and rob balls. You know, you've seen it here with Bradley going to get balls over there. So, like I said, once you get back there to it. It's just a matter of how far it's going to go over and if you got a chance to get it. So,
what do you think of this game in general? Man. Just your guys' ability? You didn't win, but don't fight back the way you guys did.
Man, it was a tough game. It was a hard-fought game on both sides. Obviously, you know, somebody had to lose. It was us. But the way we just kept battling each and every inning, even when we're down, you got two great pitchers on the mound battling. Two good ball teams going out and scoring runs. So it came right down to the end of the game, and, you know, it could have went either way, honestly, and it didn't happen for us this time.
You mentioned grabbing the wall. I mean, even when you're playing the corners, I guess sometimes you would get a shorter wall in the corner. I mean, is that something you always have to think of, is the grabbing part of the wall, not just catching the ball?
I think it's just kind of a reaction, okay. Honestly. You don't really think about it. You don't really practice it. It's just, you know, in the moment, you see yourself going down head first, so you do whatever you can to try to break it a little bit.
Up next, the Indians try and avoid the sweep against the Red Sox on Wednesday. Trevor Bauer on the hill.